Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting second. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Snuffy Sternweis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kermit Wall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field. Kokos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweis takes first base on ball four. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sternweis. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Sternweis steals second. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton takes first base on ball 4. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver bunts towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Upton moves to second. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler bunts and there's an error on the play. Guerra moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lenhart fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Fowler for the double play. Guerra scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Moses reaches second base with a double. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cocos hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dillon just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sternweiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall misplays the ball. That's an error on Wall. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 0 in the game. Garver takes first base on ball four. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 1 in the game. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kokos hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sternweiss hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Vallo moves to second. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend takes first base on ball 4. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Upton bunts towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Friend moves to second. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Garver bunts for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 2 in the game. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton misplays the ball. That's an error on Upton. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guerra bunts towards first. Lenhart scoops it up and throws to first, with Friend covering, for the out. Wall moves to second. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 2 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wall moves to third. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 3 in the game. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock misplays the ball. That's an error on Hitchcock. Lenhart moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kokos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Friend hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Fowler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Friend for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-3 in the game. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sternweiss fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-3 in the game. Fowler hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Upton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-4 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallo moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. with two walks. Fain hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.